Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Welcome to the Divergent Files podcast. Scientists have discovered parts of human DNA that changed in ways they didn't expect. These were not changes made yesterday in the laboratory. They appear to reach back into humanity's distant past. At first, that sounds like science fiction. But then you realize that genetics is not where this story begins. It begins more than 4,000 years ago, when one of the oldest civilizations on Earth wrote down a story claiming human beings were not simply created, they were deliberately changed. For generations, that story was dismissed as mythology. And then modern genetics uncovered a mystery that made me look at those ancient tablets very differently. Because for millions of years, humans barely changed. Then, almost overnight by evolutionary standards, we became everything we are today. No one knows exactly why, but what if the oldest written civilization on Earth was never trying to explain where humanity came from? What if it was trying to explain what happened to us? The people who left us that story were not Egyptian, Greek, or Roman. They were Sumerian. The Sumerians were the first civilization we know of to invent writing, which means they also became the first people capable of leaving their own version of history behind. For generations, their clay tablets sat buried underneath the deserts of what is now Iraq, thousands of them, completely forgotten until archaeologists began uncovering them in the 19th century. Most were exactly what you would expect. They included tax records, business transactions, marriage contracts, inventories, the ordinary paperwork of everyday life. But mixed in with those records were stories. And these were not distant retellings written centuries later. They were stories written by the Sumerians themselves. And one of them described something I wasn't expecting. It didn't begin with humanity. It began with a problem. According to the tablets, the beings they called gods were exhausted. The work of maintaining the world had become too much. They didn't need worshippers, they needed workers. And that's a remarkably practical motive. The motive was not salvation or love, it was labor. According to the tablets, not all of the gods agreed. Enlil and Enki, two of the central figures in the Sumerian tradition, didn't always see humanity the same way. One favored order and control. The other was repeatedly described as humanity's protector and advocate. In other words, the decision to create humanity wasn't presented as a unanimous act. It was debated. And according to the tablets, they believed they knew exactly how to solve that problem. They would create us. In the tablets, humans do not simply appear. They are the result of a process. According to the Atrahasis epic, the work of maintaining the world had become too much. The gods were exhausted. Something had to change. So a decision was made. Create a new kind of being. They were not created to rule the world. They were created to work it. According to the tablets, the gods mixed clay with the flesh and blood of a sacrificed divine being. In the story, this is where the process begins before humanity becomes what we recognize. The first attempts failed. Some could not survive, others could not reproduce. The tablets describe repeated attempts, repeated failures, repeated refinements, until eventually, humanity became what the text describes as a complete and successful creation. So think about how unusual that is. Most ancient creation stories begin with perfection. This one begins with trial and error. It reads like a series of revisions instead of one miracle. But what stopped me was the way it described creation, less like magic and more like someone solving a problem. And then I noticed something else. The Bible tells us that Adam was formed from the dust of the earth. The Sumerian tablets describe humanity being formed from clay combined with the flesh and blood of a divine being. The details are different. Two ancient traditions separated by time both describe humanity as something deliberately fashioned rather than simply appearing. That doesn't make either story literally true, but it does make me wonder whether they were both trying to explain the same mystery. If that story ended there, I probably would have forgotten it. Ancient civilizations told a lot of strange stories. Most cultures have creation myths. Most involve gods. Most involve miracles. But this one didn't. It described humanity as something that was repeatedly revised until it finally worked. Modern genetics uncovered something that sounded strangely familiar. While scientists were mapping the human genome, they discovered regions of human DNA that had remained almost unchanged for hundreds of millions of years. So think about that. Dinosaurs came and went. Entire species appeared and disappeared. Continents shifted. And these tiny stretches of DNA barely changed at all. Then, in humans, they did. And the change happened far faster than scientists expected. These weren't regions responsible for eye color, height, or whether you could roll your tongue. Many become active while the developing human brain is forming, particularly in areas involved in higher cognition, language, and the neural connections that make those abilities possible. In other words, some of the DNA that changed the fastest appears to be connected to many of the biological systems that make humans, well, uniquely human. Scientists call these regions human accelerated regions. One of them immediately stood out. HAR1. When researchers compared HAR1 across chimpanzees and dozens of other animals, they found that it had remained remarkably stable through millions of years of evolution. But then in humans, it changed unusually fast. HAR1 becomes active while the cerebral cortex is developing, the outer layer of the brain where many of the neural circuits involved in higher cognition begin to form. In 2006, those findings were published in Nature. The findings mattered because no one knew exactly what HAR1 did or why this tiny stretch of DNA had remained almost untouched for millions of years before suddenly accelerating in us. Evolution usually unfolds through countless tiny changes spread across enormous spans of time. HAR1 didn't break the rules of evolution. It simply made scientists stop and ask, why this region? Why now? And why us? DNA doesn't paint cave walls. People do. DNA doesn't bury the dead with ceremony. People do. And for most of our history, none of that happened. For hundreds of thousands of years, our ancestors just survived. They hunted, they gathered, they made simple tools. Generation after generation, the story barely changed. But then, by evolutionary standards, almost overnight, everything changed. Animals appeared on cave walls. The dead were buried with ceremony. Music filled caves for the first time. People decorated themselves with jewelry. Symbols began carrying meaning. Stories outlived the people who told them. Communities traded with strangers. People planned for seasons that had not yet arrived. They imagined worlds they had never seen. Scientists call this transformation the cognitive revolution. No one disputes that it happened. You can see it in caves and burials and tools, in artwork, and across the archaeological record. No one can tell you exactly why it happened, but they can tell you what happened because of it. Every civilization, every religion, every empire, and every scientific discovery, every poem, every symphony, every law ever written, every person you've ever loved, and every dream you've ever had exists because something changed inside the human mind. Suddenly, modern genetics, archaeology, and the oldest written civilization on Earth were no longer telling three different stories. They were all circling the same mystery.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
At that point, I stopped thinking only about the Sumerians. Their story was not as isolated as I first thought. The Bible describes humanity being formed from the dust of the earth. The Sumerians describe humanity being fashioned from clay mixed with the flesh and blood of a divine being. Different details, but the same underlying idea. Humanity was deliberately made. And then I looked farther. The Maya described more than one creation of humanity, with earlier attempts failing before the version that survived. The Hopi tell of previous worlds that ended before the present one began. These were different civilizations, different continents, and different languages, and yet they kept returning to a strangely familiar pattern. Humanity wasn't simply beginning, humanity was becoming. By then, the mystery had moved beyond Sumer, beyond the Bible, and beyond genetics. It had become human. Why did civilizations separated by oceans and thousands of years keep preserving stories about humanity changing instead of simply appearing? Maybe every one of them reached that conclusion independently. Maybe some inherited older traditions. Maybe they were all trying to explain something their ancestors could no longer fully understand. I don't know. But by that point, I wasn't asking whether the Sumerians knew something we don't. I was asking something different. What happened that made so many civilizations feel the need to explain how humanity became what it is? When archaeologists uncovered the cities of ancient Sumer, they found more than a single story. They uncovered an entire civilization. The same clay tablets recorded taxes, business transactions, land sales, marriage agreements, court records, inventories, and the ordinary paperwork of everyday life. Historians use those records today to reconstruct how the Sumerians lived, how they traded, how they governed, and how they built one of the first civilizations on Earth. The same scribes, using the same writing system, pressed the same wedge-shaped symbols into the same clay and also recorded their account of humanity's origin. The tablets didn't change. The scribes didn't change. Only the subject changed. And so did our starting point. Instead of starting with, what were they trying to describe, we often start with, why is this story mythology? Maybe that's exactly where the story belongs. Ancient civilizations blended history, religion, and symbolism. No Syrian historian disputes that, I get it. But every investigation begins with an assumption. The question is whether ours was made after examining the evidence or before we ever opened the tablet. Because by the time I reached the end of this journey, the ancient story was no longer the only thing I was questioning. I was also questioning how we decide which ancient stories deserve to be investigated at all. After spending months reading the research, the genetics, the archaeology, and the translations of those ancient tablets, here is where I landed. I am not saying the Sumerians documented the origin of humanity. I don't know that, and I don't think the evidence allows anyone to say they did. But I also don't think it's intellectually honest to dismiss the story before asking why it was told the way it was. Because somewhere along the way, the question changed. I was no longer focused only on whether the Sumerians were right. I started asking what they believed was important enough to preserve for thousands of years. Maybe the story is history, maybe it's mythology. Maybe it's a mixture of both. I honestly don't know. What I do know is that the oldest written civilization on Earth believed something extraordinary happened to humanity. Modern science also believes something extraordinary happened to humanity. They're not telling the same story, but they are standing in front of the same mystery. Maybe we've spent thousands of years reading ancient people as though they were trying to write modern science. Perhaps they were simply trying to describe the biggest mystery they had ever witnessed. They did not have the language of genetics or neuroscience. They had the language of gods. Hey, thanks for watching with me tonight. I'm Ralph, this is Divergent Files, and I appreciate you. Until next time, stay curious, stay sharp, and remember, no matter what they tell you, the truth is still out there.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.